Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 22nd day of May, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 74 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 75 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it looks like a nice day. I haven't been able to go out the door. I've been doing shit all morning, and I can't even go outside and look at the sky. Hopefully there's no chemtrails. There weren't yesterday. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Esquire magazine. Really do want to take your guns. Man, this is some cool shit coming up, people. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, alrighty then. Let's see what we got here. Esquire magazine. We really do want to take your guns. Do you really, communist? I never would have guessed it. This is from Fellowship of Minds. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The deep state's relentless false flag mass shootings are working. A major magazine has come forth calling for gun confiscation. I'm going to show you how this ain't working. I mean, we're just right there. Everybody's, you know, who's going to go along with their bullshit's already done it. Everybody else stand there and go, bring it on, motherfucker. Let's do it now. Founded in 1933 and published by the Hearst Corporation, Esquire is a U.S. men's magazine with 20 or 31 international editions in such countries as the U.K., Mexico, Middle East, Russia, China, and Japan. Dave Holmes is Esquire's Los Angeles-based editor-at-large in a May 18th, 2018 op-ed. Okay, now, I actually do want to take your guns, Holmes writes. Man, this guy. When you got to listen to all this tough talk, here's your communists. Just communists. Them communists about had it with us people. They're just going to come and just fucking take our guns. Any day now. Hey there, NRA. Listen, I know the moments after a gunman opens fire in a school are hectic for you. You have to get your talking points together. You have to mentally prepare to debate a traumatized yet sensible child. Oh, you mean Hoggy Boy? You know, little FBI agent's son? The little false flag, little prick? Is that who you're talking about? You have to look at yourself in the mirror and practice saying that more guns would have made the situation less deadly. It's a busy time, And since we are always either in the moments after or the moments before a mass shooting, you're pretty much always busy, I have noticed. This little sarcastic. But it's all right. The end of this story, it actually has a nice ending. Anyway, I just wanted to drop you a line and let you know that I now actually do want to take your guns. Uh-oh, this little pipsqueak, pencil-neck, spineless little parasitic communist wants to take my guns. Oh, what now? All your guns, he says. Right now! It wasn't always this way. I have reasonable gun owners in my family. I love that, man. That's the bullshit of the bullshit for all of them. Yeah, I don't give a shit who you have or what you have. I got the second article to my Bill of Rights, and it's absolute, you son of a bitch. I've never been a fan of shootings or shooting at things myself, but guns sure do seem to have brought joy into the lives of some people I love. And as long as they were stored properly, well, and you're going to decide where I store my... Freaking communist. I never had a problem with them being around. You didn't. Well, what if you did? I believed that we should place a hurdle or two between a psychopath and an AR-15. You know, when that last shooting happened there in Texas, when they were coming out, the first things I said, AR-15. There was no goddamn AR-15 there. It was a pistol and a shotgun. First thing they print, our broadcast just went down. Everybody just kind of, this started happening just before we were going to go on today. I mean, just out of nowhere. It's been months since it went down. But hey, man, they don't like what I've got to say today, I don't think. Anyways, we're going to get that back up. Right? I hear downstairs, oh. Hang on a second, guys. It'll just take us a second. Apologies. There we go. Anyways, back to this article. He's really, everybody, all these communists, oh, they come from gun-owning families. They just love guns. They just want to get rid of yours right now. And because they have private security all around them, guarding them. Stored properly, I never had a problem with them being around. I believe that we should place a hurdle or two between a psychopath and an AR-15. But that's about as ardent as I got. I live and let live. Oh, and what if you started not doing that, you communists? You going to get mean on me? That was my policy, even with death machines. That has all changed. Uh-oh. Oh, man, this... I'm shaking in my boots. Wait, I ain't got no boots on. And you changed it. All along as American life has gotten deadlier, as our kids have gotten less safe in their schools. Well, that could be the Prozac and the Ritalin you've been describing for 30 frickin' years. Do you think that might have something to do with it? No, it's those damn guns. Those guns, maybe the guns are on Ritalin. You have had the opportunity to work with the vast majority of Americans. That's why you can do, that's why you've already done this, because you've got the vast, majority behind you, right? You sorry son of a bitches. No, you got, I mean, when you, they put out their polls, 90%, or even if it's 50% or 20%, you're still only talking about that 20%, and we know it. Come out here and fuck with the rest of us, you bastards. Vast majority of Americans who support the sensible reform of our gun laws. You have had the chance to preserve your own rights as we work together to keep our gun regulations in step with gun technology. You haven't. All along, there have been opportunities for sensible, incremental changes. And boy, keep that in mind. Incremental. Hasn't it been incremental? This goddamn attack on our second article, right? Hasn't it been incremental? That's what communists do. They incrementally chip it away until you're unarmed. Then they shoot your ass down because they're cowards. They have to have you completely disarmed before they bend you over a ditch and blow your brains out. This year alone, we could have banned the manufacture of bump stocks, which turn semi-automatic weapons into automatic. No, you couldn't. You don't have the authority, asshole, into automatic ones. We could have raised the minimum age for gun ownership from 18 to 21. Again, you have no authority over that Bill of Rights in interpreting it. Or you have no authority. You cannot judge it. It's not yours to judge. It belongs to the people, you pissant. or in state, a national, and even us one another because of the ninth article. It can never be changed. Get it through your head. Or interstate, in state, a national minimum age for long gun owners. We haven't, largely because you have bought our government. Oh, yeah, that's it, a few million dollars. I mean, maybe if they get even 10 or 20 million. I mean, who owns that goddamn government? Oi. Who wants my guns? Oi. Who owns you, you son of a bitch? Oi. What you have done is double down. You betcha we, well, not us. I'm not the NRA, but you got to play this game like this is who you're scared. I know who you're scared of. You're scared of that 75% who isn't a part of your bullshit, who isn't participating, who you'd have no control over. What you, because that was it. If they could have the control, see, it would take the control to actually get an American to go and just hand their gun over. If you had that kind of control, man, wouldn't that be sweet? But you don't have that control. You come to get him, you get shot. We're going to shoot your asses to pieces. We're the largest army to ever exist on this planet, and we're going to smear you. What you've done is convince your members that the occasional school shooting, the odd literal slaughter of innocents, is an unfortunate but inevitable quirk of American life. Well, they have slaughter. 10 people get killed all the time with knives and shit in China and in the Europe. And I mean, this is just all bullshit, and it don't matter. A thing that is necessary to preserve freedom. You have taken to our television screens to tell us that the world is an apocalyptic hellscape, and tell me it ain't. And that the only way to be safe from gun violence is to stock our homes with guns. Well, yeah. I mean, look around this goddamn world. I mean, were they trying to act like this is some kind of Shangri-La we're living in? I mean, MS-13 gang members, you're dumping them in our neighborhoods and shit and in our towns. And, oh, but we want to take your guns at the same time because we want them to kill you. You see, that's what it is. That's how a handful of communists take over a big population of people through bullshit like this. Go ahead.
It's more dangerous driving around in your car than worrying about people with guns. I drive when I go out each day. I'm more scared of getting crushed by a semi or somebody ramming into me than I'm worried about somebody with guns.
Of course you are.
Take our cars.
Of course you are. I mean, of course, here where I live, man, you'll see people all the time, I mean, with carrying pistols on their hips and shit. It's just, it's the way people, I mean, if for them to tell us this and act like this is some kind of oogie thing, what the hell are you talking about? This is the way it's always been. That's what the problem is, ain't it? Because there's still people that remember this is the way it's always been. And you think you're going to come in and just, oh, yeah, some communist, I'm scared of guns, so you need to get rid of it. Bye, communist. You push legislation that cut funding from the Centers for Disease Control for research on gun safety. You mean to be used to try to attack our second article? You mean our own resources being used to attack our second article? Yeah, you betcha. We owe you that, you prick. Research that might conclude that fewer guns would mean fewer deaths. Well, all you got to do is take them, which leaves us with no meaningful research on gun violence in America. Our ongoing studies on car safety have made cars, roads, and highways safer. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. These little tin can things, man. I've seen they get hit with something. You're dead. Not like the big old cars we used to drive. Not without risk, but safer. Yet no comparable studies can be done. Oh, maybe he's talking about, you know, the asset forfeiture where they're pulling you over and stealing your goddamn money and shit out of your pockets. Now, maybe that's a safety he's talking about. Here's what you get for that. The young people of America are now expecting to witness gun violence in their schools. They are sitting in trigonometry waiting for the other shoe to drop, except the shoe can shoot 400 rounds a minute. That's the result of all your hard work. There's your prize. Stand up and take it. Yeah. Fuck you. This morning, as an active shooter situation unfolded in his town, this guy decided to show up on the scene with a MAGA hat. I don't know what that is. M-A-G-A is probably... What? Make America great again. Okay. Make America Great Again hat, a full-size American flag, and a pistol on his hip. These people are scary. Two, I guess, attempt to be a hero. This is what your relentless fear-mongering gets us all. An adult human being taking a gun to a school to be helpful. Well, you guys ever heard of that that Texas sniper guy? He was in the top of a tower up there. And when he opened up, people went home and got their big bore rifles, and that's how they got the son of a bitch, because, you know, it was a long-range shooting match. But, yeah, what the hell? Yeah, that's why you got a gun. If somebody starts, if I'm close by and I see somebody just starting to shoot a bunch of innocent people, I think I'm going to shoot that son of a bitch just for shits and giggles, if nothing else. I was stunned and sad after Parkland. I was heartened by the effect of the young people who watched their friends get murdered in front of them. I watched you make nice with them on CNN. You know, these kids, this last one here, these were all the graduating class. So in another year, they could have been watching their friends get slaughtered over there in the Middle East for their kike masters, couldn't they? I watched you make nice with them on CNN and then behind their backs call them terrorists. No, we called them right to their face. I'll spit right in their face. And then this morning I watched the same goddamn thing happen again, only this time at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas, where at least 10 people are dead. We still don't know how many of them were shot by the cops, by the way. As though all of the marching and organizing and common sense talking had never happened. We came out and we put the pussy hat on. We got the little kiddies out there. We went around, we marched around, and we yelled and everything, and nothing, nothing. You won't give up that second article. Damn you. happened as though it never, as though this ever-growing pile of young bodies is worth nothing. Well, I don't know. We don't even know. We can't trust you to even know that anybody got killed. Most places like Sandy Hook, we know nobody got killed. We know this is all a program to get our fucking guns from us. We're not stupid. And that's something I guess you weren't counting on. So now I'm angry. Uh-oh. Communist is angry. Everybody get scared. Now I'm finished trying to reason with you. Uh-oh. Man, this guy's getting ready to swing on us, right? So now, I, a guy who was ambivalent about guns just a few years ago, want to take your guns away. All of them. I want to take them all and melt them down and shape them into a giant spear and then push it at you so you have to run away from it like Indiana Jones for the rest of your lives. These are the son of a bitches that have been terrorizing us. These little pukes, these nothings. These are the people that have been causing all of this goddamn anxiety, people. These punks. I want Ted Nugent to roam the halls of his gunless house sighing wearily until he dies. This sounds like a rant by a three-year-old. I got a little nephew, man. He's about two. And, man, he gets pissed about something. He hates everything. You try to give him some candy. I hate candy, he says. This is about the same shit, these wimping little punks. I want to end this thing once and for all. Well, goddamn, this is sounding like this is drawing the line. So that all of you who have prioritized the sale of guns over the lives of children have to sit quietly and think about what you've done. God help me. I want to take all of your guns out of your hands by myself right now. Shit, Laura, is the door locked?
This is a satire, right?
No, this is for real. And the best part's at the end. It won't happen, of course, because, yeah, it ain't going to happen. You think, you little piss-ant, pencil-neck punk, if you could have took them, they would already be gone. We understand this. And you're not taking them. You know why you're not taking? You know why you can't take our guns from us? Because we got guns, and we'll shoot your ass if you try it. You're not gonna do us like you did the Russians in 1918. You're not gonna do us like the Khmer Rouge did in the 60s and Mao Zedong in China did in the 60s. You're not gonna do it here.
They'll get all in your face and act all tough, and they'll be the first ones to call 911.
That's where their balls lie. But I mean, the final line here just lets me. It won't happen, of course. Why? Because you have no balls and you can't do it. You were trying to trick us into taking each other's guns and giving them to you, weren't you, you little pencil neck prick? So let's meet in the middle. I love that. Come up and just talk trash in your face for 5 minutes. But I ain't going to do nothing. Can we just, Gavin, will you just acquiesce something to me here? So let's meet in the middle. Let's meet at literally anything. Will you give us one more goddamn thing? Man, I tell you, the infringements is on our rights. We should be already hanging these little pricks out in the street. Literally anything, it's happening. We tried it your way, and it really did not work. The ground is shifting. Get ready. Woo! Shift it, buddy. And we're going to stay on this topic, man. Democratic Senator, I support real Second Amendment, not imaginary one. Well, the first place, it's all imaginary because the Second Amendment, we already went over this shit. It's about, in the original Constitution, was about lawsuits between states, not the imaginary. I love this shit, man. I'm telling you, though, how much shit are we raising people to be, I mean, forcing this shit out like this. This is from The Hill. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, Communist, Connecticut, declared on Saturday that he backs the real Second Amendment rather than the imaginary version of the provision that he says is touted by gun rights activists. I support the real Second Amendment, not the imaginary Second Amendment, Murphy tweeted. And the real Second Amendment isn't absolute. Oh, I mean, where are they thinking that people are getting that absolute thing from? You mean people out there that saying that second article to the First Amendment to our original Bill of Rights is absolute law and it can't be touched, just like the rest of the articles, isn't absolute. It allows Congress to wake up to reality and ban these assault rifles that are designed for one purpose only, to kill as many people as fast as possible. It's not absolute. It allows Congress to infringe. The ninth article doesn't exist, people. There is a power that can just take that son of a bitch and dismantle it as Congress pleases. Fuck that ninth article. Another one of these. See, this, how desperate are they getting, people? Because this shit is coming full circle. They're starting to get squeezed. They're starting to feel the frickin' pressure of the people. And they're going, God, we better get these goddamn guns. These people get loose on us. It's always been about control. We talked about the control of the 25 or the 75%. It's always been about control. If they can maintain just enough control till you ain't killing them and they're robbing you blind, man, they're robbing you blind. But they want more. They always want more. They want everything. They want to reduce you to a goddamn a slave beneath their goddamn feet. And that's why they're always pushing. And the two systems and the communists, boy, they want it bad. That international communism, man, they've been working on that for how long? And they want it bad. And now it's falling apart on them. Everything's squeezing in around them. That's why you're seeing these just like spoiled children. Man, a spoiled child in a candy store. This is what this looks like. Let's see here. To kill as many people as fast as possible. Murphy's tweet came a day after a mass shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas left at least 10 people dead and 10 others injured. Now, you know, nobody wants to see anybody killed. Who knows what happened here? We know they're running false flag after false flag. Every time a false flag passes, they're passing all, you know, putting all this legislation through the states, trying to get it all built up for reciprocity. But the bottom line here is 10 people. I mean, you can have a wreck out here on 97 with a van load of Mexicans and get 10 or 15 people killed. But it's a massacre. It's goddamn something that cannot be tolerated. No, if there's anything that is worth a person's life, it is that Bill of Rights. That is what keeps you free. That's what makes your life worth living. A lot of people sacrifice their life. We talked about the fact that it was, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids. Did it go out again? One second here, guys. Damn these bastards. All righty then. We're back up. Where was I? Oh, yeah, the fact that, you know, that there was 10, 12, 13-year-old, 14, 16. I mean, most of the goddamn Continental Army was young people like that. And old people, too. But the bottom line here is, you know, they right back then, they said, taking a bullet, shooting at each other, bloody fucking murder out in the middle of a field, it was worth it. It was worth every life because we either free or you're a goddamn slave and life ain't worth living. You're a slave. But I mean, if these 10 people could have just lived and be better slaves, I mean, this is what it's coming down to. And we know that we don't believe any of this shit anyway. I don't. If anything, you know, if any of it's real and the kid did kill anybody, I heard that he had a, like a communist like thing on his collar and a Jewish thing on his collar. But if the, any of this stuff is true and this person did kill, I guarantee it's just like the other ones. The FBI was following them around. You know, they were getting away with goddamn murder. I mean, they just, you know, man, the kids pretty soon, it's like, shit, you know, they're kids. If they're, if there's no restraint, they're going to see how far they can push it. And if the FBI sitting there watching them and everybody around them sitting there watching them because they're told not to touch them because there's a reason behind this. And then they're up to the day and maybe they killed one or two people and the goddamn cops and the, or the Mossad team or the CIA team, boom, 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 they killed a bunch of more. It don't goddamn matter. The bottom line is here, you know, after 240, you're not coming and taking our frickin' guns. Get that through your head. You've done gone way too far. We want all the infringements removed, and until they're removed, there is going to be no peace in this country because we are at war. You have put an injunction on our Bill of Rights. That is open. That is a declaration of open war, and it is open war, and it's not going to stop until all of our rights are reinstated, and the people who did this, the traitors who participated, are hung by their filthy fucking necks until they are dead. And then everybody else who mealy-mouthed around and cooperated with this occupation to ship the fuck out of this country, so then the people who deserve this country can kick back and enjoy what they, what their great, what their forefathers built for them. That's what's going to happen here. Where were we here? The suspected shooter was identified as 17-year-old Dimitrios Pagoritis, a student at the school. One other student had been detained as a person of interest. Murphy had been an outspoken advocate for stricter gun laws, particularly banning assault-style weapons like the AR-15, which has become a relatively common firearm in mass shooting. There's been like two of them where they put a relatively common. It's an epidemic across this country. Two shootings, people. How many did the cops kill in that time of our people? You know this goddamn standing army, this black-booted thug standing army that is being unleashed on our people. How many did they kill in that time span? See, you don't look at this. You don't compare the numbers. You don't compare. I mean, just in a day, how many are killed in Chicago? 30, 40 fucking people? Ain't no big deal there. Why is it a big deal here? Well, because they ain't talking about that Second Amendment thing. It ain't Second Amendment, but it's something that they want to go away. We'll be right back.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Help!
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy and Expect Nothing and No Quarter Asked, None Given to You, You Communist Dirtbags. We're going to finish this article out. The Democrat, I support real Second Amendment, not imaginary one. You know, the one that protects the people absolutely from the government and the communists. Murphy has been an outspoken advocate for stricter gun laws, particularly banning assault-style weapons like the AR-15, which has become a relatively common firearm in mass shootings. That's what we just common. Yeah, if AR-15, I mean, it's, man, if you really wanted to do some damage, there's guns that'll do way more damage. I mean, that's not even the argument. There is no argument. It is absolute. It is unalienable. You can't remove it. Ninth article says no government, or we can't even remove it from one another. Let's get real. So we couldn't give you that authority now, could we? Pagortes allegedly used a shotgun and a 38 revolver, and when they reported, you guys saw it, AR-15, there's AR-15, right? AR-15, we're going after the AR-15s again, right? We got to start writing legislation. Go do it. You need to do it. It's like that last guy, man. You need to do it. Get to puff up and come get the son of a bitches. It can't be that difficult, can it? Revolver belonging to his father to carry out the shooting in Texas on Friday, authorities said. Neither gun is considered an assault-style weapon. You ever get assaulted with one? Murphy's home state became the site of one of the deadliest shootings in U.S. history in 2012 when a gunman opened fire at Sandy Hook's phony bullshit. And proven bullshit, but they keep using it now, don't they? Killing 20 children, 6 adults, whatever. And we're just going to keep on with it, people. California may expand gun violence restraining order. Weren't we just talking about this a couple months ago? What the next move would be? This is from KCRA, sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. California lawmakers took steps Monday to let school employees ask judges to temporarily strip gun rights from potentially dangerous people in the wake of a mass shooting in Texas. Really? Now, see, now, it was just going to be your relatives, remember, and mental health professionals. They had a little thing. But, you know, well, it's time to expand that law. See, what you do is you keep having these false flags, and every time you throw some more out there, and I'm telling you, pretty soon it just gets so overbearing. They'll say, we just got to clarify the law. We got to have us some reciprocity. We have to have something across the board. See, the federal government, they aren't stepping up to do this. The people are watching. They're glued on the feds, you know, to try it. Because, you know, in the states, they're saying, shit, you phony son of a bitches, try it. We'll shoot you down. But the feds just keep backing away from it because they know what's out here. They know they do not have control over that 75%, and they're not taking our guns. California is already one of a handful of states that allow immediate family members and law enforcement officials to request gun violence restraining orders against people who show warning signs of violence. And boy, that, you know, warning signs, huh? Boy, that's some hardcore evidence. That's some due process of law. This is what we're talking about here. That's really what's at the heart of this as they're removing the guns. The due process of the law. Man, you let them take that when they're already doing it. I mean, you look at asset forfeiture. That is, I mean, blatant, in-your-face removal of the guy, of the entire, I mean, shit, the entire Bill of Rights, because you can't bitch and complain about it. Assemblyman Phil Tiggs' bill, AB 2888, would extend that ability to more people, including school employees and school employee, huh? School employee, I go to pick my kid up, they look at me out there, man, there's a guy, he's probably, well, first they ask your kid in the school, does daddy have any guns? Does daddy have guns in the house? Well, right then and there, as soon as daddy has guns in the house, well, man, all they got to do is just call in. That guy, you know, I'm worried about him. I just don't think he should have those guns. I'm seeing warning signs from the way his child acts. His child acts like, you know, he talks about the Bill of Rights and stuff in class like his dad's talking about the shit at home. I'm seeing an anti-government crazy out there. You need to go get his guns. Assemblyman Phil Tigg's bill, AB 288, would extend that ability to more people, including school employees and co-workers. Co-workers, man. Hey, man, you know what? Pretty soon, well, I guess the next step would be the old anonymous tip. We got an anonymous tip that you're showing signs of violence. Well, it's an anonymous tip. We got a tip line, and somebody called in your name, and here we are. Boom. This is where it's headed, people. We've watched this progression in other arenas several times over. You know, this is the attack of the due process that protects you from son of a bitchin' international communists and national goddamn Fabians. Democratic lawmakers supporting the bill invoked the Friday shooting at Santa Fe School in Texas that killed 10. I ask that we don't just send thoughts and prayers, that we actually send some action to students and families who really are scratching their heads and wondering what we can do to stem the violence at our schools. Why don't you try taking out the Prozac and the Ritalin? I think that'd be a good place to start. And then shut down the FBI operations that follow these kids literally for years and keep coaxing them on until they come into the building with a gun, and then they send their teams in and shoot the fucking place up. We need to take your guns! The San Francisco Democrat also mentioned the shooting earlier this year at a high school in Parkland, Florida. If school officials, family members, or police could have requested a restraining order against the Parkland shooter, well, if the FBI and the local police, and they had come to the house 150 fucking times, had done something about this kid before he walked into school with a gun and maybe shot somebody, or maybe that's when the Mossad team stepped in and lit the place up, I don't know. But just maybe, I mean, I'm not going to do these arguments. It's absolute. Unalienable. You sons of bitches. You come to do it, you get shot. That's how it works. Who had demonstrated violent warning signs, he might not have been able to legally possess a firearm. Man, maybe, might. We have reached a crisis that must be addressed. Oh, it's a crisis. You know, people, we live in a country of 340 million that we know of. You can probably add another 100 million with the illegal people that are here. So you got about 440 million frickin' people. And they try to act like, I mean, if you put all the gun deaths together, I mean, first place, the goddamn quack doctors kill more people than anybody. Then cars. I mean, hammers kill more people than guns do. Hammers. That's a fact. But if you, you know, you put it all together and you look at the size of our population, and I mean, this is such a mind, I mean, they try to make it look big because they're there with the cameras. It's just like they want it to, everybody to think it just happened to you, right at where you live. And they don't want you, as we talked about it before, they want you to think this earth's just a little tiny thing and everybody's crowded up against each other and everything that happens, man. It's just like it happened in your hometown every time that it fucking happens. You see what I'm saying here? But if you look at the percentages, I mean, this is such a small percent for our people being gunned up so that the world can't take us over and enslave us. Man, that is a small trade-off. But it doesn't matter because it is an absolute right, and we're absolutely going to enforce it. We are. We're not looking for no goddamn government to enforce the rights they're trying to take from us. We're not playing that game. Where were we here? Who mentioned shooting earlier this year, Parkland, Florida? If school official and family members, exactly. If they're just anybody's neighbor, you know, you get a hard on for your neighbor. Man, I'm worried about that guy. And so somebody, maybe you can get him killed. Maybe you can get him killed because he'll defend his right to keep his arms. Maybe you can get him killed like that because you're a sniveling little coward. You wouldn't fight the man. But if you could get some third-party knife in his back, man, and when we get to that anonymous tip thing, that boy, that would just be perfect, wouldn't it? Every vengeance you wanted to get on somebody that you're too cowardly to face, you'd have it. You'd have it right there, people. We have reached a crisis that must be addressed, said Assemblywoman Lois Gomez Reyes. You know, that old Irish chick. A grand terrorist Democrat and one of the bill's co-authors. No child should have to be worried that when they go to school in the morning that they are entering a war zone. Well, you know, you made it that way, you dumb bitch. You know, go pass out the Ritalin and the goddamn Prozac. But I mean, like I said, I've seen it. Goddamn, I mean, every kid in the school you'd think is getting it shit. And then it tells you right on the bottle. Might make you want to kill people, might make you homicidal. Hey, that's what the kid needs, man. He won't hold still. He's a kid. If a judge issues the restraining order, the gun owner would have to surrender the guns and ammunition to law enforcement. This is what we were talking about. You know, this guy that was sniveling before, I want to take all your goddamn guns. I we know that ain't going to happen because we're not going to let it happen. I mean, surrender, that's the whole thing. They want us to just surrender our guns to them. Just so surrender. No fight. Don't fight. Just surrender to them because it's the right thing to do because that's what they told you to do. Boy, I'll tell you, the people that have fallen for that are all in the ground, okay? Ammunition to law enforcement. People can find out who requested a gun violence restraining order against them. Oh, you're going to let... Well, right now you can. Pretty soon it'll be that anonymous tip thing. I mean, when they first started this shit of you know, people calling people in, you know, you better have a name and everything because you're coming to somebody's house and there might be a gunfight. Oh, you can find it out. Really, you can. Ting's spokeswoman said, Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez, another Irish lady, said she doesn't think the bill gives gun owners enough opportunity to defend themselves. Oh, she's going to define your due process. So maybe if you did, you know, if you actually told them right when you're taking the guns who called them in, that would be the due process. No, you don't take those goddamn guns. You can't do it, government. You can't do it. You do not have the authority. Only an American national can take anything from another American national. It has to be through the due process laid out in that Bill of Rights in a common law court with a common law jury. That's the only way. She said she otherwise might have supported the bill. Of course you would have. I don't think there's a person in this room who doesn't want to do something. Oh, man, the Lake Elsinore Republican said. But whenever anybody says we have to do something, that usually means they don't know what to do. Oh, yeah, this is orchestrated. This is planned out to the goddamn detail, and you better understand that. These communists, I mean, this is an agenda. This is an agenda being inflicted on you through false flags and goddamn traitors in government in this occupation, they're not our government, that are operating with no authority. They have no authority to do any of this. All of these gun laws down in California, zero authority. The ninth article says it can never exist. Everything, every violation, our due process, the goddamn asset forfeiture, all null and void. They've never had the authority. Taxation, the way they're taxing us privately. They can tax corporations, shit. They've never had the authority to tax people. To come to an American and take what they have. To say that the government somehow has the authority to take what belongs to you. You think that the people back then that fought for this country would have ever turned any such power over to a government? In fact, they forbade it. In that ninth article, didn't they? Assemblywoman James Gallagher. Or Assemblyman, I'm sorry, James Gallagher, a Yuba City Republican, said he believes restraining orders can be effective, but law enforcement isn't doing enough to enforce them. That's your good, see, this is your party against party. There's a good Republican. Democratic Governor Jerry Brown vetoed a similar bill last year. What? Jerry Brown vetoed a similar bill for people to take guns? What is this? Arguing that it was too soon to expand the state's existing law on gun violence restraining orders, which passed in 2016. We're grabbing too much too fast. They're going to turn around and shoot our asses. We better slow this down. Jerry Brown vetoed a goddamn bill to take guns. You believe that? Yeah, he did. Because just like the guy who's frustrated over there, he wants to come and take all these communists are seeing that people are saying, no, we're not going to surrender them. You're going to have to come and take them. And we are the largest army to ever exist on this planet. We're going to blow your asses away. Period. We're going to rid ourselves of you. We're looking for an excuse. Come give us one. And last but not least, House GOP leaders push for third alternative amnesty bill. This is that, you know, all the people that went out there and committed treason against the rest of us voting because you're going out there, you're going to get rid of legal aliens because you're going to vote for Donald Trump. And that's all you was voting for. That's why you went and did it. You didn't even look at the rest of that Republican Party ticket. You didn't look and see that all them Republicans that Donald Trump had joined their party, well, they all wanted this invasion. They all want slave labor in this country because, well, they're the elite. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. GOP leaders are trying to get a DACA amnesty through the House and are trying to negotiate a third alternative bill with President Donald Trump. House Whip Steve Scalise told a Fox TV interviewer on Sunday. However you feel about the DACA and how to solve that problem, which we want to solve, Democrats are standing in the way of securing our border, which most Americans agree should be a top priority. You just go and do it. If you think that you could, that the president of these United States couldn't order our goddamn army down there and seal that fucking border, call this invasion an invasion, and say the border's shut. Anybody tries to cross it, they're going to get what the Palestinians are getting over there on the Golan Heights. How about that? You're going to get the fuck back away from our border. The real military is coming down there. The people. The militia is coming down there. See if you can talk your way past them with your bullshit. Securing our border with agree should be a top priority, he told Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. We'll work with President Trump to get it that done. We're working with the Freedom Caucus, and we're not that far apart. Oh, the Freedom Caucus, that's Rand Paul and all them. But, I already told you, they want open borders. They are the elite. All them people you see in the goddamn... what's supposed to be your Congress and your Senate and your goddamn executive and judicial, this is the elite. This is their best people they got to put in that particular sector to hold what they have stolen and keep us under control. And so, they're going to be for it. And, they're going to go talk to Don. This is the GOP. When you people went out there and voted for Donald Trump to get rid of every illegal in this country, this is what you were really voting for. The grand old party, the Republican Party platform. And this is a part of that platform, and it calls for slave labor to replace you. It calls for your jobs to be outsourced. It calls for H-1B visas so that they can bring workers, foreign workers in to take the last year middle class jobs. This is what you voted for. Boy, we're glad we got you. Okay, Salinas declined to describe the third alternative, which GOP leaders led by House Speaker Paul Ryan, that dirty rat bastard, just handed trillions of dollars to. When we're all broke, handed trillions of dollars to the goddamn filthy rich. We told you guys he was a corporate lapdog, but that's part of the Republican Party platform, make no mistake. Are trying to develop with Trump. Suggested the bill would be somewhere between no strings dream amnesty being pushed by 20 business first GOP representatives, huh? And this is the GOP party. This is what you went out and voted for. You thought you were voting to get rid of this goddamn invasion? Really? You're that stupid? Representatives and the comprehensive reform package developed by Representative Bob Goodlett and Representative Michael McCaul, the two chairmen of the House Judiciary and House Homeland Security Committees. We're working with the president to see if there is some third alternative, he said. Some kind of other amnesty. We got to get these guys. We need this workforce. You see, we got 100 million Americans we have displaced and put out on the goddamn streets, and we want to replace them with slave labor out of South America, Central America, Mexico, China, goddamn India, anywhere we can get the goddamn cheap labor, because this country's ours. We've done stolen everything from these people. And now we just want a goddamn service class that knows how to avert their eyes, that knows how to bend a knee when they come up to us, even though we have no spines. You see, these are the same spineless son of a bitches like that little prick that, rambled on about, gonna take our guns, but of course I can, because, well, I ain't got no goddamn spine. But if I could get an army of these little pricks in here and get them in the right uniforms and get enough of your guns away from me, we could try it. Because I wouldn't be out there doing it. Okay, Scalise suggested the third alternative bill would swap a big amnesty for cash to build a border. So we got to pay off these son of a bitches and say, okay, you can have this big bunch and take our jobs, take our homes away from us, so you can build a border wall now that's good. I thought Mexico was going to pay for that. What happened to that? What happened to this goddamn big mouth of yours, Trumpy? What happened to your big, tall talk and your promises, you lying son of a bitch? Oh, we're going to have to make a trade here, guys, to get that wall. I'm going to make Mexico pay for it. Remember, that what he harped at. He harped it, and Mexico is going to pay for it. You remember? And Mexico is going to pay for it. Now, Will, we're going to have to take 11 million of them so we can get a few dollars to try to build a wall. Fuck that wall. Send our goddamn, we're paying for the most expensive army on planet Earth, and our goddamn borders aren't closed. What? All over the goddamn world, we're out there killing people and securing other people's borders. securing Japan, securing South Korea. I mean, Pakistan, we're taking care of a border. Anywhere but here, fuck you, and we don't need your goddamn wall. You get our army down there. How about that? Oh, man, let's see. Scalia suggested a third, yeah, okay, border wall. Did not mention the main immigration law reforms offered by Trump in his State of the Union speech. Ryan has zigzagged as he tries to win the DACA amnesty. This is your Republican Party you voted for. When you went out there, you endorsed this shit. This is what I'm talking about, you people who do not even understand what you're doing. In the first place, when you put your name on those voter rolls, you are the consent for the governed. You are consenting for me. You're consenting for everybody out here that's putting up with this shit. A lot of you will talk about how goddamn bad it is, and then you go and you give them consent to do it some more. The problem for America is that the GOP leaders and many GOP legislators want an amnesty, said Rosemary Jenks, policy director of Number USA. That's been clear. From the get-go, we have too many GOP legislators who want amnesty. Now, why would they want amnesty? Why would the GOP? Well, because they're the goddamn filthy-ass rich who want to displace you. See, if somebody will come up here and work your job for $5 an hour, they've already got it down. We talked about the fact that it was like $85,000 in Seattle for a family of four to exist. But they would, I mean, it's not, you got to just redefine your idea of existing. Your existing is going to be, goddamn, you're going to live in a hobel, and you're going to eat fucking rice and fish heads, because that's all you can afford, being a goddamn slave to these corporate goddamn bastards who have taken over your country. That's what they want. That's what the GOP is all about, you people who went out there and backed this shit. Oh, yeah, I got a business. I'd like to have me a few slaves. I really would. I see them on the goddamn Fox News. They go down to the pancake shop where these fat asses sit. You can tell that they're real hard working people. They're dumb as a fucking wedge. They are fatter than a fucking pig. So they do no physical labor, but they're sitting there telling you, hell, it's good for their business. If they could give me minimum wage, man, it should be a dollar. See? And then I could make a whole lot more money and America would be great again. God, they're sickening. That's been clear from the get-go. We have too many GOP legislators. The American people are willing to go along with a limited amnesty. No, we're not. When they're talking about the American people, the only American people you ever hear talked about by these people who, like Breitbart, all these goddamn mainstream, and they're all mainstream media, make no mistake about it. But when they're talking about the limited, the people who would go along with their talk, only time people they address are the people on the voter rolls. You do understand that. When they do a survey, even when they're telling you that 25% of the people are registered to vote, 25% of the people don't vote. You people know that. You know, what are we talking about here? 10 or 12% oppressing a goddamn 88% of the people, or 78% of the people, or whatever it is, 98% of the people? Hundreds of millions being pushed around by hundreds of thousands. It's the biggest scam to ever be perpetrated on a people on this planet since the beginning of time. Yeah, but we hold the guns. That's our saving grace, people. We hold our guns. That's the only reason they haven't gone clear through. That's why you're not living in a goddamn communist hell, going out to the ditch and getting your 40 caliber lobotomy right now, is those guns. And like I said, like a little prick said, just can't do it. No, you can't, or you'd already done it. And you know that you're getting squeezed more and more every day. More and more people are finding out what you are. They're finding out what all the elements are. And they're seeing where their rights as individuals lie in the mess. And we're going to sort it out. We're going to sort you out. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, hey, guys, sort it out. That is The Word from the Trenches.